I have a date. I have a date. I have a date. I am super excited because you are gorgeous. We've been texting for about a week now since meeting on Tinder, and you're just what I'm looking for. Fun, adorable, sexy. Not quite looking for a commitment right off the bat. Just wants to hang out, fuck around, and have a good time. Definitely trying to fuck around and find out. We've sexted a few times, which has only made me want you more, which I didn't think was possible after seeing your pictures. Oh, the way you do your makeup so well on all your pictures, they look professional. The eyes, the smirk, the tits, the body, the bulge. I want everything in my mouth immediately. Now, let me just clarify what I mean by date. You're coming over for dinner, a movie, and to get fucked so goddamn good. This, to me, is the perfect date. I don't mind going out and being social, but there's a time for that, and this is not the time. I get dinner prepared, but I don't start it yet. Since this is the first time meeting, I think having a conversation while I'm cooking is a great icebreaker. Sometimes it can be awkward just sitting on the couch with that sexual tension, but also the first time meetup jitters that you get and not sure if you should talk or just jump in. This way, the decision is made. We can chat, eat, let our food settle, and by then, we'll know if we're ready to take it, you know, to the bedroom or call it a night. Too many times I've been in a situation where it just jumped right to sex, and then one conversation later, I'm like, damn. I kind of regret jumping the gun like that, and if I had known, I might have made other choices. 7 p.m., and you're right on time. I buzz you in and stand in the doorway for you, so you see me on your way up. Goddamn. I think to myself that this girl is so fucking sexy, I just can't. I welcome you in and close the door. You turn and give me a big hug. I can feel your heart pounding against my chest as your tits squish up against me. Or is that my heart? Both? I'm not sure. We slowly pull away and our faces are cheek to cheek. Your soft skin brushes past my beard. I feel your arms lock right as we're just about nose to nose, so I can't back up anymore. You're looking down but biting your lip. I take my hand and tilt your chin up before placing a soft, gentle, delicate kiss on your lips. I feel your arms relax and exhale out of your nose down my face and a tickle on my lips as you let out a small moan. We gently kiss for what seems like 10 minutes. No tongue, really, just light hints here and there. A swipe across each other's lips. Maybe just the tips of our tongues brushing across each other. I love this slow build. I grab your hips and pull you into me. My cock is so fucking hard, and I can feel yours is too. They press against each other before sliding in opposite directions and up against each other's body. I'm trying so hard to stay slow and calm, but I want your cock in my throat so fucking bad, it hurts. I told you that I was about to cook, and you told me that that was sweet, and that you were hungry, but with all the buildup, you really just wanted me to take you to the bedroom. And with the way you got me dripping already, all my previous plans right out the fucking window. And away we go down the hall. You have this shy, bashful attitude about you that makes me want to just break you in half. And if you keep biting your lip like that at me, I just fucking might. You give me that face as you sit on the edge of the bed and crawl backwards on your elbows, watching me. You have this cute little skirt on and a loose button-down that had maybe only 3 buttons done on it. Now that you're on your back, your hard cock was lifting the skirt up almost like a bad game of hide-and-seek. I bite my lip as I pull my shirt up and off, looking at you in my bed. I take my pants off but leave my underwear on. I, too, look like I'm playing the same game now, but it's my turn to seek. I start crawling onto my bed between your legs, pushing them apart more and more the closer I get to what I'm dying to find. Placing kisses on your soft thighs, you grab the top of your skirt and slowly bunch it up until your hard cock springs out. I was so close to it that it hit me on the side of the cheek. Such a beautiful cock you have. I growl as I take your hard length and glide my puckered lips from the base to the tip. Your pre-cum collecting in between my lips as I crest over the head and then spread that sticky goodness down the other side of your length. You let out a loud whimper as you drop from being on your elbows and throw your head back onto my pillows. I lean back and look at you as I wrap my hand around your cock, thinking I'm about to blow this girl's fucking mind. I slowly swirl the head of your cock with my tongue before pushing it right down my throat, my right hand being sure to stroke your shaft all the way down and all the way back up as my mouth comes up and off, letting all my saliva just leak out of my mouth around your dick as I suck and stroke it. Your skin is so soft and smooth. I let my free hand wander down to your freshly waxed asshole, rubbing the entrance as I feel it ever so slightly open and close as you moan with pleasure. I collect as much spit that's dripping down as I can with my fingers, and let's face it, if I'm sucking your cock, there's going to be a lot of extra spit. I slowly push my finger into your ass and your legs just open even more, welcoming me. Smart move, because my cock is really thick. Your tight hole is going to need some prep to handle me. But you're going to be a good girl and take it just fine. You finally stop me and lift my head off. If left up to me, I would have just sucked your cock until you came in my mouth and then used your dick to force it down my throat. But you wanted me now. I get on the bed next to you as you sit up, ready to switch places. I stop you and tell you to do it like this, on your knees next to me so I can look at your ass and look down and see your face. Almost like 69, except my head isn't between your legs. Fuck, your ass looks so good in the air like that. And your cock is still rock hard as you take mine into your mouth. The contrast of your lipstick and my skin tone is so hot, watching my length go deeper and deeper into your face, feeling you suck me so fucking good. And I'm starting to feel what you felt, I think. I could let you keep going, but I don't want to come in your mouth. I want to come inside your ass. I reach down and get a fistful of your hair, pulling you off. You whimper at the tight grip I have, and I sit up and kiss your spit-covered face. I love that your mouth now tastes like my cock. I push you down on your back again and kneel in front of you. I lube my cock up as well as putting a squirt on yours. I watch you stroke it as I stroke mine, getting it nice and slick. I use my palms on your ass to spread you apart, but still close enough that I can use my thumbs to point my cock down and right at your hole. The thick head presses against it and slowly starts to go in. You tell me that you're not sure anything this thick has ever been inside you, and that just makes me even harder. You slowly pump your dick as I inch my way inside you. After a minute, I'm able to sink every inch inside your ass, and you let go of your cock. I watch your balls tighten and your cock throb. You almost just came. I love that you didn't yet, though. I push your hands away from your dick as I start to slowly slide mine in and out of you. You grunt and moan in absolute bliss as I fuck your ass deep and slow, admiring how hot you are before I reach down and take your dick in my hand. Your face darts up and your eyes open wide, telling me that you come really, really easily, and that if I stroke you even a little while I'm fucking you, you'll come all over yourself. Oh, fuck. I tell you that I've been on the edge this whole time, and I promise that the minute you start to come, I'm gonna fucking lose it too. You look so happy about that and put your head back, taking in a few deep breaths. I spit in my hand to reactivate the lube and start jerking you off, swiveling at the head as I fuck you a little faster. You reach up and grab your own hair as I see the veins in your neck start to show. Your asshole clamps down on my dick and I see your balls pull even tighter. I stroke faster, pointing your dick up towards me, because I want the first blast of your cum to go up my body, hoping it reaches my face. I lean down a little just as you cry out that you're gonna come. Even just hearing you say that has me right there. But then that first blast of hot cum shot out of your dick and right across my mouth. I frantically lick it off my lips as I keep stroking you, pointing it up towards your face now. Watching you paint your body with your own cum as I tell you I'm coming now inside you, thrusting harder and harder into your asshole as my cum fills it. I can practically hear my cock sloshing in my own cum, there's just so much inside. Thrusting in slow and making sure every drop is in you. Once we're done, I slowly pull out and collapse next to you. You roll over and cuddle on my arm with your hand and leg draped over me. You smell so good, like candy. You look up at me, giggling, as you take your thumb and swipe a little bit of cum off my face that I missed and then suck it off. Damn. Well, I'd say we're both ready for dinner now. And I am so fucking happy about what just happened.